what is this? She blows it. Everyone is talking about. What is that? Well, let me tell you what this she blows it thing is. You know what it's all about. I'll tell you exactly what everyone is talking about. This show is hosted by me, your one and only host, Carla Coley. And on the show, myself, along with a host of others, we blow smoke on modern culture, art, and virtues. Oh, let me fix my hair a little bit. Season 6 has been amazing, guys. I have totally loved season number 6. I've connected with so many amazing people over this journey. I've stepped outside of my comfort zone and I've explored topics that I never thought I would really explore out loud to people. So consider this recording, consider this episode number 10. And for episode number 10, it is intended for this to be a recap for you guys. Not only do I want to recap on episodes 1 through 9, but I also want to share some cool things that are going to be going down on the next half of season 6 of the She Blows It podcast. So we're on episode number 10 right now, and episodes 11 through 20 are in the works. I have a bonus episode that I want to throw in there as well. So yeah, just consider this episode number 10. We're going to go ahead and do our recap. In the first episode of season 6 on the She Blows It podcast, Made in Ignorance, What We Didn't Learn in School, was what we didn't learn in school. So I went through a plethora of topics, which include but are not limited to finances and how to save money. That's something we didn't learn in school. We didn't learn how to balance a checkbook. We didn't learn any of that. And I know there are a lot of critics out there who say that, you know, it's not the teacher's responsibility. That's something teachers can't do. Well, it takes a village to raise a child. So I believe that that should definitely be implemented in the curriculum. I definitely believe that just the basics of that are essentially important. So we speak about that on episode number 1, what we didn't learn in school. What we also didn't learn in school consists of emotional intelligence. I mean, they tried a little bit, but emotional intelligence, which we'll talk about this a little bit more on the next half of this season with a special guest. But we didn't learn how to control ourselves. We didn't learn how to do, you know, meditation and breathing techniques, which now, interestingly, I was speaking to someone on an episode. I was talking to Shar, which we'll get down to that episode in a minute, but we were talking about how now meditation and mindfulness is something that is being implemented in school. And I know because my son is a distance learning and I hear them talk about it quite often. And I think that's pretty dope. But from a millennial perspective, we didn't learn that in school. We didn't learn to breathe and meditate or any of that type of stuff. I mean, we did physical fitness and stuff. We didn't, you know, do breathing techniques and all those mantras and ohms and things of that nature. Also, what we didn't learn in school is dealing with adversity. We experienced it. A lot of marginalized students or students of color or students of other ethnicity have experienced adversity. However, that's not something that was like heavily discussed on how to deal with it, which leads me to my next point, the true American history. That's something we didn't get the full tea on. What we didn't learn in school is we didn't learn the full American history. We learned parts of history that the school districts and the government wanted us to learn. Again, now it is somewhat expanding a little bit in this political and social climate that we have embarked upon. But yeah, now that's episode number 1. If you did not listen to episode number 1, go listen to it. So for episode number 2, my teacher doesn't look like me. So this episode is just essentially about the struggle in the school system with white teachers in marginalized communities in regards to lack of support and expansion on the Black history curriculum and slavery, how history is hidden because teachers are ashamed and embarrassed to admit what really went down during slavery. And I want to show you guys an article. I'm going to I am going to share my screen, if I will. Okay, it won't let me share my screen. So what I'm going to do is I am just gonna wing it. So when it comes to like the true history, that's still something that is present now. And when I say that's something that's present now, on the TexasTribune.org, it states that Texas public schools couldn't require critical race theory lessons under bill given House approval. So essentially, what this bill is saying is that House Bill 3979 is about teaching racial harmony by telling the truth that we are all equal, both in God's eyes and our founding documents. Let's skip down to the next paragraph. Repeatedly invoking critical race theory, Toth later asked, do you want our Texas kids to be taught that the system of government in the United States and Texas is nothing but a cover up for white supremacy? Do you want them to be taught a souped up version of Marxism? So I'm gonna just leave that right there. It's still evident in 2021 that, you know, we want to gloss over race. This whole bill, if you guys look up this House bill, I'll leave it in the description for you guys to do your own independent research. But essentially, it gives teachers the option and to not teach about racial adversity. Slavery as being a social construct. So check that article out. I'll have it since I could not share my screen. I don't know what's going on, but on the next video, I'll have that. So yeah, check that episode out. I think it's very insightful. Check out the article. The article was very good too. And I'm also gonna leave an article down about how we were considered three-fifths Black people, slaves, whomever, slaves, let's just say slaves, were considered to be three-fifths of a person, not even a whole person. So how can we say, how can they say that we are equal? We're not all equal. If Black people were not considered a full person, not even a full person, how could we all be equal? That is a contradiction in itself. So do your research on that. On episode number 3, that's Build a Bag. Build a Bag was one of the dopest episodes. I did an episode with Danielle from Danielle Invests. She owns her own investment and financial platform. Go check her out on Danielle_invest on Instagram. But what we discussed on episode number 3, Build a Bag, was 529 plans for our children, which are college funds and different college funds and different 529 plans. Go listen to the episode for the specifics. We talked about custodial stock accounts. We talked about savings and teaching children the principles of money. And we also talked about if you can teach children geometry and how shapes curve this way and all of that, then we can teach a child the trend on a map or a graph of the stock market or of a stock. So that episode was very insightful, especially for the parents who are going through the struggle and trying to find ways to build that generational wealth for your children. That is definitely the episode that you want to tune into, because there is a lot of gems that Danielle drops in that episode for sure. Now, one of the funnier episodes, but it was funny and interesting at the same time. Private school versus public school. So this episode featured the crew from the Grown Man Logic podcast, which I am a co-host on with our host, Dewan O'Neill. We have other co-hosts, three co-hosts, including myself. We have Eric from the Uncomfortable Conversations podcast, and we have Kendra from the Coffee with Kendra podcast. I'll leave links so that you guys can check them out, or just go head over to the She Blows It podcast page on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod, and you'll be able to find them. And we had a very interesting conversation. So out of the four of us, there were three of us who went to public school, and then there were one of us who went to private school. And that conversation was interesting because there's so much of a difference. Like, you know, And we talked about how private school and public schools differ. We talked about how private schools don't even cater to special needs children, although you can buy a bench for $13,000 or whatever Dewan said, just to make up for academic probation or a student who is in the private school, their grades suck. And this is the way that they're gonna like make up. Their parents make a nice hefty donation and then they're, you know, off of academic probation after the allotted amount of time. That was a very interesting conversation because like $13,000 for a bench, I mean, oh, well, if you got it like that, you got it like that. Check that episode out. And then we also are now up to episode 5. Boom, episode 5. Now, when you think about assets and liabilities, you automatically think about money because that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I mean, for me, maybe not for you, but for most people. So in episode number 6, assets versus liabilities, some of the things that I talk about are how the people in your life are assets and liabilities. You know, the conversation again isn't strictly bound to finances, but people who suck the life out of you, people who don't support you, people who give you negative energy, people who put you down, those are liabilities because you are the company you keep in a sense when it comes to your vibes. The vibes that you keep circulated around you determine a lot. We talk about those who build you up, hold you accountable, keep you on your toes. Now, those people are assets. So if you want to hear, you know, some more in-depth conversation about that, be sure to go check out episode 5, assets versus liabilities. Boom. After assets versus liabilities, I did another solo episode, To Love Thyself. And to love thyself is, you know, straightforward. The main idea is that basically every day is not cookies and cream, and that, you know, you can be working on yourself. You can be practicing self-care. You can be doing everything that you believe you should be doing to make yourself feel a certain way, but you just may not be having a good day, and it's okay to not have a good day. Now, in Suffering in Silence, this episode was very heartfelt because I did share some very personal information about myself. Suffering in Silence, in this episode, I pay homage to mental health. Again, I provide some of my personal struggles with mental health. I provide resources for those who are struggling, those who are in need for help professionally, and or, you know, just need a life coach, just need like somebody to talk to, just need a little structure, just need a little organization. So those resources are provided there. And then when we get to episode 8, here we go. Episode number eight was where it got like just very conversational. And this episode was Keeping It Real with Char from the Get a Girl Vision podcast. And we were, you know, simply just speaking our truth. This was our first conversation, by the way. We met through the Grown Man Logic podcast on a live video, and ever since then we've been connecting. So that was our first conversation. So our first conversation was supposed to be about speaking our truth, how liberating that feeling is. And you know, we also got some tea on the educational system. You see, like, the energy that you put out there, like, you get that energy back. So we talked about the educational system in Toronto and how it's completely different from the educational system in America and in the States. That episode was a complete vibe. And shout out to Char from Get a Girl Vision podcast. Girl, you are amazing. And then one of my favorite episodes out of many is episode 9 with my roomie and my colleague / fellow co-host over at Grown Man Logic. We did an episode on how your network is your net worth. And we've been wanting to have that conversation for a good little minute. And on that episode, we talked about how the people you associate yourself with are a reflection of you. And how important that is. We talked about pyramid scheming. It was a great conversation because it's like, when we look in modern society and in the climate that we're in, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur because it's not promised that you know you're going to be able to hold down a job or that jobs are going to be available. So you automatically want to gravitate towards something that you can build yourself. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But with pyramid schemes, go check that episode out so you can get our feedback, information, and facts on the pyramid schemes. That's very interesting. And get a little juicy beef between us because I love Beyonce. So we got into a little disagreement about Beyonce because, you know, Kendra's not a Beyonce fan at all. And that's okay. That's okay. But we talk about that. We talk about status quo. And we also talk about just how to remember where you came from, essentially. Like, you know, people get so caught up in the limelight and lose sight of the building blocks that prop them up to success. So that's very important. Never forget where you came from. Like, that is a very important one. So now, boom, here we are, steadfast into episode number 10. And my intentions for this episode was to give you guys a highlight and a recap. Now I want to put you on to the awesome things that are to come and to follow episode number 10. I want you guys to really stay tuned for more on the She Blows It podcast. Like, I've got some special interviews coming up. I have giveaways coming up. I have more coming up. We've got some special interviews, and you already know like what it is. Like, our interviews and my guests are amazing. Nothing short but amazing. So you already know what time it is, and you already know what I'm about to say. What am I about to say? I am about to tell you that if you have not already, this is a new one that I'm throwing into the jargon here. Be sure to subscribe, like, and comment on the She Blows It YouTube page to capture the live footage of this podcast. And this podcast, if you want to listen to it, is available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Pandora, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are available. And thank you guys for joining me on episode number 10, the season recap on the She Blows It podcast. Stay tuned because there's bigger and better about to come. And I want to thank all of my loyal listeners, our new listeners here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, big shout out to Boom Tap Radio for the music production. You are appreciated, Boom Tap Radio. This is your host, Carla, on another episode of the She Blows It podcast. And just rest assured that I will be back for more. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.